The BC Lions, a team to keep your eye on. 12-6 finish to the regular season, a West Division final appearance against the Calgary Stampeders. And very happy as we welcome you back to the Big Show. My name is Pat Steinberg. Very happy to welcome in the head coach and general manager of the BC Lions. Wally Buono joins us on the program right now. Wally, always a pleasure to do this. Appreciate this. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I do apologize for screwing up the time and... I just forgot about it. I was going to be on the show, but it's always a pleasure to be back in Calgary where I had some great years.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all. We screw up our times all the time here, so don't worry about it. How are preparations going for the season as we're almost right up on training camp?
Well, you know what? I think when you look at all the Western teams, I think they've all made moves to improve their football clubs and, the West is always very, very, very competitive, and I don't believe this year it'll be any different. So, we're happy with the direction we're going, and obviously when you look at, competing, you got to compete with the best right now, which is the Calgary Stampeders, and, they're a team that you always have to deal with.
Well, to take me back to last offseason when you made the decision to return to the sidelines and return as a head coach. What went into that decision now that, you've had a little bit more than a year to reflect on it?
Well, I think that the two big things for me was, one, it was my commitment to David on the day that I told him I was going to step down. And, his question to me was, if the club needed you to come back to coaching, would you do that? And I said to David I would. I didn't think I would have to, but, unfortunately, circumstances dictated that. And then I think the other thing I really learned during that four-year process was if I was going to be involved, I had to be involved 100%. And to me, 100% involvement means you got to be the coach and the GM. It's something that, I can do better. I can, just manage the whole situation better. And it puts a lot of pressure on the person that's working for you. I thought Coach Benavides did a great job, but unfortunately, sometimes the shadow you cast is so dark and so big that it just doesn't give that individual, the things that he needs to be able to be successful.
So what was it like returning as head coach after, a pretty extended time away from the sidelines? How would you reflect on your return to the sidelines?
Well, that's the thing that's, coaching is exciting for the games. The games are very challenging. They're very, it's a tremendous rush. The ability to, manage the game, compete, all that stuff is critical to, why you do the coaching aspect. But, the thing that I really was the most pleased with was how the coaches and the players responded. I thought, they worked extremely hard. Their attitude was great. We made progress, but, as was very, very evident to me, and I think to a lot of people, in the Western Final, we played a much better football team, and they were a much better football team. And for us to make inroads, we got to improve.
Anything, and we'll get to that in a little bit, because I'm really fascinated as to the way your offseason has gone, but anything different, for 5 years apart? You coach in 2011, you return in 2016. Anything different in terms of coaching? Did you notice anything that was different from the prior stints?
I think, again, when you get away from something, you start realizing, I think how important communication is, how important accountability is, how important just the little things are that make you either successful or not successful. And, when you're away from the sidelines, you're looking, into the game, into the field a lot different. And, the thing that I came to realize maybe appreciate more, was how much you had to communicate with your coaches, with your players. And, and that goes a long ways in helping you to make them understand your message. And when they buy into your message, then obviously it's a lot easier to get them to work as a team.
Final question on the coaching side of things for you, Wally, but you've been doing this in this league. Other than that hiatus that you just came back from last year, basically 20, 25, 26 years in a row, you've been a coach in the Canadian Football League. In terms of the passion level, are you still as passionate to be on the sidelines now as you were in the early 90s?
Well, you know, you are, yes, because when the game's on, you know, your juices always, you know, take control. So, you know, you don't lose that. You know, what you got to understand is that when you get to be at my age, at the point in my career, there's only a certain things that really get you excited. And, you know, the things that satisfy you, the things that excite you, you know, in our business is winning, you know, and, you know, whether it's that simple or not for other people. But for me, you know, all the hard work you do, all the sacrificing you do, all the sacrificing that everybody else does is really almost senseless unless you win. And you just appreciate, you know, the value of winning, how difficult winning is, and, you know, the rewards of winning.
In conversation with BC Lions head coach and general manager Wally Buono on the big show this afternoon, Wally, you mentioned the West Division final, and you said, hey, we got beat by a much better team in the Calgary Stampeders, and you know, you have to get better this offseason. When you're going about your offseason protocol and you're making your moves and improving your team for the 2017 campaign, are you doing it with an eye to, okay, we've got to beat the Calgary Stampeders, or are you doing it with an eye, we just got to get better, period?
Well, I think you got to look at both. I mean, I can remember when I took over Calgary in 1990, we had a very specific goal to make sure that we were better than the team up north. And so when we built our team, you know, that was one of the things that we wanted to do, was build a team that could beat, you know, the mighty Eskimos. And, you know, over the years we did that. And, you know, when you look at right now, the best team in the CFL, and I know they didn't win the Grey Cup last year, but the best team the last 7-8 years have been the Calgary Stampeders. And, you know, John and Dave have done a great job of building their team, building their nucleus. And, you know, you got to just be factual and say, hey, you know what, if you can't compete with the best, and, you know, then you're not going to beat the best. And we competed at certain points, but at the end of it, it wasn't good enough.
How would you evaluate your off season in that light then? How much better, how many steps forward do you think that your group of personnel's gotten?
Well, you know, I think, you know, there's two things you got to look at. One is growth. You know, I think, you know, we have hopefully growth at the quarterback position. Hopefully we have growth, you know, even with our young coordinators, I think there's value to that. You know, changing the ratio in certain ways to hopefully improve your football club. But I think it's always determined by the individuals that you surround yourself with. The players have to believe that they can go into Commonwealth or McMahon, you know, and win big games. If they don't believe that, you know, then obviously the, you know, the journey is a lot more difficult. And, you know, you build your team going on the premise that you're going to improve. And I think the players I know that I've spoken to here have believed that we've improved as a football club. And, you know, from there you go out and you compete.
You talked about growth in the game of Jonathan Jennings. Going back to when he kind of took over as a starter late in the 2015 season to now going into this year as your starting quarterback, where have you seen the most growth from your quarterback?
Well, you know, obviously the most growth has to always be in preparation, you know, and because that in itself makes you a better game day manager. And quarterbacks, you know, God bless them, the great game day managers are the ones that are successful week in, week out. You know, and, you know, Jonathan, I believe, has grown tremendously in learning how to manage the game. And, you know, whether it's making a good decision at a critical time, making a good decision, you know, at times that affect the game the most. And, you know, that's only going to take time and experience. I think the other thing is, you know, his pre-snap reads obviously are going to be better this year than they were last year because he's got a whole full another year of experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the great quarterbacks, believe me, and you got one in Calgary, he knows where that ball's going before the ball's ever snapped because he's prepared. He spent a lot of time in the film room, and he has confidence in his receivers that they're going to do what he expects them to do, and this is why they become such great quarterbacks.
My contention since about midway through last year and watching Jennings play has kind of been, we're not that far off from kind of a big three at the position in this division with Bo Levi Mitchell here, with Mike Riley in Edmonton, and with Jennings on your team. How high is that ceiling? How much potential does Jennings have with some of those tools?
Well, you know what? He's got tremendous potentials, but it's like anything else. You got to surround that quarterback, you know, with a great nucleus of weapons, whether it's a good running game, a good offensive line, and a good receiving core. And, you know, I think when you look at the Calgary Stampeder example, always have a great running game. You know, always surround the quarterback with reliable players that have great skill, but also understand the game and you can trust them. And, you know, they've done a great job of building their offensive line. And I think it's as much a system as it is their players, because with the injuries they went through last year, you know, they didn't fall apart. And a lot that has to do, again, with the coaching. And you got to give Dave and his coaching staff a tremendous amount of credit.
Wally Bonnell's with us a couple more with the head coach and general manager of the BC Lions. You talk about, you know, some of the surroundings of your quarterback. We made some big moves this offseason, none bigger than the deal you made with the Montreal Alouettes in trading Jovan Olafoye out there, perennial all-star on your offensive line, bringing back David Foucault the other way. Just kind of take us into your mindset as to what went into that big-time decision.
Well, you know, a lot of that had to do with what we got in return and what we could do with what we got in return. Getting David Foucault gave us the ability to change the ratio on the offensive line. And, you know, like the Stampeders, when you can play a Dan Fetterkiel at right tackle, that is a big, big plus for you. So we felt that with getting David, having Hunter Stewart, having the other good players that we had the ability to possibly change the ratio, which hopefully, if it's on defense, we can put another player there that can hopefully cause more havoc and get us some more turnovers and change the whole complexion of what you're trying to do.
Well, and tell us a little bit more about David. You know, spent some time with Carolina in the NFL and now is signed with your team for the next 3 years. Tell us a little bit more about a guy that not that long ago was a really high first-round pick.
Well, you know what? You know, he was in the States for 2 years. I think he started a few games for Carolina. And, you know, he is a big physical athlete that can play both guard and tackle. And, you know, obviously has a pro experience, is pro ready. And, you know, the thing I liked about our OTA that we had here a couple of weeks ago was his willingness to compete. And, you know, so he's going to come in and, you know, hopefully ruffle some feathers and push for a starting position. And if that occurs, you know, then we feel that we can change the ratio on the offensive line, which then again affects your club in other areas.
Your big splash in free agency, at least offensively, was Chris Williams at receiver. What does Chris bring to the BC Lions?
Well, you know what, Chris Williams is a dynamic player, and I know all the years I played against him, whether he was at Hamilton or Ottawa, he always scared the death out of you because, you know, he's got that, you know, world-class speed, and he's got the knack of making the big plays. And, you know, when you have that kind of player and then you surround him with Manny Arsenault and, you know, Brian Burnham and Jeremiah Johnson and Chris Rainey and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the dynamics of your team changes because, you know, one guy that scares everybody, you know, in speed is always a big deterrent of on defense. That scares a lot of people.
Final thought for you, Wally. You kind of touched on it at the outset of the interview, but just how do you handicap the West Division? How tight do you see the five teams in this division coming into the year and kind of how difficult a challenge do you see it being playing in the West?
You know, it's you know, when you look at it, you look at Winnipeg, you look at the emergence of Matt Nichols. I think that's going to be a big, big confidence builder for them. You know, obviously, Edmonton has a great team. They have Mike Riley. You know what? When you have a quarterback of that caliber, you're always going to be a very, very competitive team. You know, the Calgary Stampeders did a tremendous job of locking up their nucleus players, which is always so critical. You know, the guys they signed are the guys that made them who they are. And when you have a great quarterback and you got a great coaching staff on that, it's a big, big plus. You know, and I guess the unknown right now is how good the Riders are going to be. And you got to figure, you know, they're going to be a lot more settled. They've done a very good job in the free agent market. So, you know, all the teams are going to be a lot more competitive. You know, is one team going to win 15 games? If they do, then, you know they're a cut above everybody else, right?
Wally, always good to have you on in this city. Always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and good luck during the 2017 season in BC.
Well, thank you, guys. And you know what? June 6th, we're there for the first preseason game. So before you know it, we'll be at McMahon, you know, strapping it on and having some fun, huh?
Looking forward to it, Wally. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys.
Wally Buono is the head coach and general manager of the BC Lions. He joins us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Taste the new spicy Piri Piri signature burger, a 100% Angus beef, chicken, or turkey burger cooked with spicy Piri Piri. SouthStreetBurger.com.